Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 120, and I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online fitness entrepreneur, world-renowned fitness expert, and I'm known around the world as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s and beyond completely transform their bodies, their health, and their lives through workouts, nutrition, recovery, sleep, naturally increasing testosterone, nutrition, and of course, mindset. And today we're going to talk about mindset.
Listen up, my brother. If you're over the age of 40, 50, 60, or beyond, and your six-pack is actually looking like a party-sized keg, then I've got a solution for you. You see, my Over 40 Alpha Workout Nutrition and Brotherhood program is the only program on the planet where the word dad bod is like a four-letter word. See, we're not just a program. We're a worldwide movement of over 16,000 men just like you. But when I say just like you, I mean guys who still feel like they're 25 in their heads, but their bodies keep asking, are you sure about that? See, I created this program specifically for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to help burn belly fat, to help build muscle, to help improve strength, to help boost energy, to help boost that libido, and also naturally increase your testosterone levels. But aside from that, this program is also helping you regain your manhood, improve your fitness, and get you into the best health you've ever been. And with a Trustpilot score of 4.9, we're obviously doing something right. This program's got over 36 phases. That's 3 years of progressive programming. Imagine that. You have a university-like program specifically designed for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, just like you, that's going to help you get those results. No more wrestling with the pickle jar. No more trying to figure out what workouts to do and what program to use and stopping and starting. No more second guessing, because not only am I going to give you follow-along workouts where you're going to train right beside me. Listen, we're going to sweat together. I'm going to motivate you. I'm going to guide you. And together, we're going to get you in the best shape of your life. But I'm also going to hook you up with a nutrition plan specifically designed for men to help you increase your testosterone, fuel your body with the foods that will help you get in the best shape and health of your life. But also, I'll tell you when to eat, I'll tell you what to eat, and I'll tell you how much to eat, and I'll tell you the foods to stay away from. I know it sounds a little bit overwhelming, but just think about this. You're not going to have any more second guessing whether a whole pizza actually counts as one serving. Am I going to tell you a spoiler alert? It does. Anyways, I'm also going to throw recovery routines like yoga and mobility, because let's face it, as we get older, as we age, getting out of bed unassisted counts as a win. Plus, I'm going to share sleep tips just so to help you master the art of not snoring like a freight train and getting those 7 to 9 hours you need on a daily basis. Now, here's the cherry on top of this program, the powerful thing of this program, the Alpha Brotherhood. There's no politics, there's no religion, there's no pop culture, there's no judgment, just thousands of guys in our private Facebook group from all over the world cheering you on, helping you, guiding you, and motivating you, even while you do your birthday burpees in your living room. That's right. We actually have birthday burpees that people do on their birthday. But seriously though, listen, brother, you've been put on this earth to provide, to protect, and to procreate. You can't do it if you're not in the best health of your life. You can't do it if your biggest exercise is lifting the remote. You have to focus on your health and your fitness for yourself, for your families, and for the people around you. So if you're ready to finally get in shape, then head over to over40alpha.com and your journey is going to start for just $1 for the first 30 days. Yes, you heard that right. All you have to pay is $1 and you will have access to the entire program for just 30 days. You'll get that fat loss shred phase where you'll get follow along workouts. You'll also get live coaching 2 times a month with the Funkster and all the other brothers. You'll get access to the private Facebook group and you'll get everything you need to get in the best shape of your life. And listen, after 30 days, if you don't like this program and you didn't get in the best shape, you can ask for a refund and we're clear. But I guarantee you, you are going to love this program. Go to over40alpha.com. Start today for just $1 for 30 days. There's no hidden fees, just $1. Give me that $1, give me 30 days, and I'm going to get you on your way to being in the best shape of your life. Go to over40alpha.com, over40alpha.com, sign up for $1, and we'll see you on the other side.
We're actually going to dive into something that a lot of people use as an excuse. A lot of guys use this as an excuse. A lot of guys use this as a barrier, and they use this as something that they need from somebody else. And that's motivation, right? A lot of guys lack motivation. A lot of guys search for motivation. And a lot of guys look at motivation and look to motivation from somebody else. Like, I need you, Funk, to motivate me to, you know, I need, that's, you know, I hear a lot of this in the past. I used to hear, you know, people, you know, I'd say, hey, man, I've got an online workout program. It's got follow-along workout videos. It's got accountability emails that I send you every day. So literally, I'm in your email. You just click the button. It tells you, okay, this is a workout you do. You go to the app or you go to the website, and there's a warm-up that's a follow-along. So all you have to do is click play, and I'm just there with you, training with you. There's a workout. There's, ab finisher. There's a stretch at the end, and it's literally all there for you. Like, literally all you have to do is just keep clicking buttons and just show up. That's it. That's all you need to do. Oh no, I can't do that. No, and I need someone to be there to motivate me, right? I need someone to be there to, like, just, I'm the type of person that needs someone there to motivate me. That's how I get it done. But here's the thing. If that's how you get it done, and that's how you were doing it before, you didn't get it done. Because you're still looking to get back into shape. You're still trying to get back into shape. You're still trying to, you know, in quotations, get back to where you were before. But using that as an excuse, using the motivation excuse, you know, it's a barrier that people put up in front so that they don't have to take responsibility. And I get it. Like, I'm not sitting here on my pedestal. I was actually very blessed to have learned how to keep myself focused from a young age because I played sports at a very young age, and I played sports at an extremely high level, which transferred into a professional career in sports, which transferred into, you know, after my career and the things that I did and the things that I tackled and the things that I took on that needed more than just motivation. But we're going to talk about that. You know, I talked about specifically with fitness, because how do we stay motivated to stay in our fitness journey, right? Like, how do we stay motivated? And listen, I'm not sitting here trying to tell you guys, oh, you know, you're using this as, I am telling you that that's what generally it is. And I think I'm telling you that, no, I'm not, I don't think I am telling you that, because it's about awareness. You need to be self-aware. Why do I keep asking for external or other people to keep me motivated? You know, because you're maybe scared, you're maybe, you don't want to take on the responsibility of putting in the work. Who knows what it is? But when you're aware of that type of things, that type of stuff, then you can attack that, deal with it, and then move on to what's really going to keep you on your fitness journey. So, as I mentioned before, in episode number 115, I talked about why you're struggling to stay consistent, right? And it's not motivation that I talked about in that podcast. So go back and listen to that podcast. It's a very powerful podcast. But once you have what I spoke about in that podcast episode, once you have your number one thing that's going to start that process, now how do you stay motivated, right? Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but if you ever felt like getting up from the couch and going to the gym is like the hardest thing to do in the world, it's like, oh man, I got to get up. I got to do this workout, man. Oh, I'm so tired. It's raining outside. It's cold. Man, I got to get in my car or I got to walk. A lot of this is blamed on lack of motivation, right? Like, what is motivation, really? You know, does it have to be the driving force and the reasoning behind all of your actions? Or is it something more than that? That's what we're going to kind of talk about. What is motivation? So let's dive in, because listen, I'm going to tell you right now, 80% of the time, I am dreading my workout. Pretty much 80% of the time. Because, you know, for me, when I train, a lot of the times when I'm training, I'm actually creating programs, because I always, before I create a program, which I love to do, like I love creating programs. That's why there's 36 phases. That's 3 years of programming. A phase is 1 month, 28 days in my membership. So like, and when I say 36 phases in my Men Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, that's 3 years. I mean, like all of those are follow along workouts. So every phase has four main workouts that you do, you know, for 4 weeks. Obviously, you're going to continue to do the same workouts every week. So for 4 weeks, so that you can see that, you can see the transformation, you can see your results, you can track how stronger you're getting or how much, you know, fat you're losing, whatever. But imagine, and they're all follow along workouts. So imagine 36 different programs, but that's not all, because I also have Metabolic Muscle 365, which is a 12-month, that's 12 more phases of follow-along workouts, but the focus there is muscle building, and I'm in the midst of building Muscle Factory, which is another 12 months based on block training. So every block, which is three phases, which is 3 months, focuses on something different, like muscular endurance, metabolic bodybuilding, functional muscle, and athletic muscle. So that's like, and that's, I'm in the midst of building that. So that's another 12 phases. That's generally speaking, another 12 programs. Oh, and did I mention Functional Powerhouse, which is another 12 phases, another 12 months of just functional training, functional basics, functional muscle, functional strength, functional power, functional shred, functional wad, functional 10. Needless to say, I love creating workouts, but at 54 years old, creating follow-along workouts is very taxing. And so but I have to create the workout, write it down, but then I have to do the workout to make sure that it makes sense. So before I even shoot the workout, I'm actually doing the workout, so I know that it makes sense. Now, sometimes if I already know, okay, I know this is going to make sense because I've been programming for a gajillion years, so I can just go in and shoot the workout, but that's still, I have to work out. I have to, you know, I'm bringing you in the first time I'm probably doing that workout. So I get excited when I'm programming it. I get excited when I'm putting it on paper. And then when it comes time to actually training and working out and actually putting it into practice and getting it done, man, it's difficult. It is very difficult. It's like, because I know how difficult it's going to be. I know how challenging it's going to be. I know all of these things. I know that it's going to be an amazing workout, but I know that it's going to be very difficult, very challenging. And when you're doing that over and over again, it's not exciting. Now, are the other 20% of the time are when I'm like, oh yeah, let's go. I can't wait to do this workout. It's going to crush it. But that only happens 20% of the time. The other 80% of the time, I do not want to get out of the couch. I do not want to get off this chair and go work out. You know, it's late. It's like, oh my God, it's 8 p.m. Like right now, my wife, at 7 p.m. on a Saturday evening, after we went out, you know, to a beautiful shower, baby Sheldon's, or Sheldon's baby's shower, baby shower, right? What else did we do this morning? We went to get some nails done. I got my pedicure because my feet were disgusting and I can't be walking around with disgusting feet. And so after all that, right? So, you know, whole day of that, it's at 7 p.m. and it's like, oh, I got to get this workout in. Angela's like, I have to get this workout in. It's like, man, it's 7 p.m. Like, actually, those words like it's 7 p.m. doesn't come out of our mouths. It's like, okay, well, it's still light outside and she's training right now as we speak outside with her kettlebells on the grass outside. But I'm really excited to get this workout done, or is I got to get this workout done, period, right? I got to get this workout done. So I'm also that person who's sitting on the couch being like, God, I do not want to work out. So I know where you're coming from. So let's talk about what motivation is. Motivation is a reason for somebody like you to do something that's going to help you achieve a certain goal. And it's very, very simple, because if you don't have motivation, you won't have the energy to do the things that you have to do. Because a lot of times you don't need to be motivated to do the things that you love to do. If I love to go bodyboarding at the beach, I don't need motivation, man. I just need waves, a nice sunny day, and I'm gone. If I love to go rollerblading on the boardwalk, I don't need motivation for that. Strap on my blades and go to the boardwalk. By the way, I haven't rollerbladed in a gajillion years, nor have I. The last time I bodyboarded was in Thailand about 4 years ago with Charlotte, my amazing, amazing sister. So I just threw those out there because I thought it would be funny. Anyhow, keeping it alive. But motivation is something that, you know, you have to do to reach that certain goal. You have to be motivated to do that. And there's two different types of motivation. Usually it's like external and internal, or extrinsic and intrinsic motivation. So like when you're doing something, right? So let's say, for instance, if you've ever tried to get in shape to impress your ex, right? Like I had a situation in the past. Now, I didn't try to do this on purpose to get in shape for my ex, but sometimes that's what guys do, right? Your ex breaks up with you, maybe for whatever reason, but you're out of shape. You got a beer belly, you're fat, you're pudgy, you know, you have no energy, you have no motivation, you have no drive. And so you're like, oh, I'll show her. I'm going to get rid of this belly. I'm going to have a six pack. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to get jacked. And that's your motivation. That's extrinsic motivation, right? That's motivation that's driven by external factors or external rewards. And again, this could be your ex-girlfriend, this could be monetary incentives, this could be social recognition, this could be actually on the flip side, avoiding punishment, right? So like if you're studying to get good grades, right? And or if you're working overtime for a bonus, right? Or you have to adhere to rules so that you avoid penalties. All of that is extrinsic motivators. Oppositely, there's internal motivation or intrinsic motivation. And these come from within. Like this is the drive that pushes us to engage in activity because we love it. It's just exactly what I talked about. I don't need motivation, the external motivation or the motivation to do things like bodyboard or jump on my rollerblades, because I love it. It's satisfying. It's enjoyable. Or I just know that it's going to enhance myself, right? So again, things like reading a book is intrinsic motivation. Pursuing your hobby is an intrinsic motivation. If you love playing an instrument, that's intrinsic motivation. You pick up the guitar all the time. This motivation is not the end reward, but it's the process. It's the pleasure of the activity itself. And that's very important, because external motivation is usually less sustainable because you have no control. It's less controllable. If you're doing something for an external reason, for something that you know, external, there's external factors that are motivating you to get something done, it is less sustainable. It's less controllable. And that's why we have to rely on intrinsic motivational factors, because this is going to give you the things that no one can take away from you, right? So how do we find that inner motivation? Well, for some of you guys, it may be like just finding your inner motivation is probably, you know, something that is far-fetched, right? Like something like, oh, I don't know. I mean, how the hell do I find my inner motivation? But let me rephrase this, because I'm going to suggest to you that you can find motivation in discipline. Because if you rely on motivation entirely, you're just going to get tired, right? Because it's not going to work. That's why in episode 115, I talked about having that strong thing. You just listen to episode 115. And if you have listened to episode 115, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because that is going to help you attack whatever you need to do, whatever that task is that you're finding tough, or whatever that thing you have to stay away from that you're finding tough to navigate through. When you're tired, when you don't want to have to do something because you don't have motivation, it's not sustainable. But if you establish discipline, you'll do whatever it takes and you'll do it whenever. Angela has discipline today because she knows, oh, I have to get this workout done. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I can't train tomorrow because I'm doing something. I don't care if it's 7 o'clock and I'm tired. Got to be done. Discipline is made out of habits. When you have these habits, healthy habits, you will start to create more discipline, okay? And there's a tendency for people to attach meanings to things that give them results, right? Like, oh, you know, and when it comes to your fitness and well-being, there's a few things that you'll be able to do that'll make an impact on your results. Because when you have discipline, right, it's going to, when you have discipline to reach your results, and you, when you focus on the discipline, oh, I'm creating discipline out of this healthy habit. I'm creating discipline out of what I'm going to do, because in the end, this is going to have a major impact on me, on me. I need to create this habit. I'm not going to rely on motivation. I'm going to start with the thing I talked about in 115, episode 115, and I'm going to cultivate that by creating habits, which will in turn help me to be more disciplined. When I was younger, I learned discipline in a way that I'm so blessed that I did when I was at a young age, because I played sports at a very high level, which culminated into a professional career, which after that, you know, after I retired, everything that I did with insane discipline to be the best that I could, no matter what it was. And I wasn't afraid to take on big things. Like I ran the Canadian Soper. I ran a beach volleyball tour in Canada, professional beach volleyball tour in Canada. I ran that for like 3 years, and I didn't have a lot of help, but it was the best. And it was the only tour at the time where we brought, you know, professionals from all across Canada and the U.S. to play on such a high stage for a lot of money. And it was on TV. But I didn't have a lot of help. I needed discipline. And that was a discipline that I learned when I was playing volleyball. It was a discipline I learned, like, hey, there's things that you don't want to do. You got to go to, like, again, when you're in high school, you have to go to school. You got to go to practice in the morning for your high school team. Right. So I'm playing, maybe it's basketball season because I played professional volleyball, but I played volleyball at a high level, club volleyball in high school. So, you know, as a 16-year-old kid, I'm, you know, it's December. It's freaking snowing because I live in Canada. And, you know, back when I was a kid, I had to walk to school. There was no bus. There was no parents driving to school. You guys know what I'm talking about. So you get up and I'm getting up in the morning, 6 o'clock, because we have morning basketball practice. So we get up in the morning, I meet Greg Van Sickle halfway, we walk all the way, we may pick up Steve Benjamin, and now we're walking all the way to basketball practice in the morning. Then we got to go to school. We got to go to class. We got to shower. We got to go to class. We got class all day. Maybe sometimes I play two sports, right? Or maybe there was one year where I was on all these, the chess club and all these different clubs as well. And so, but then you got to come home, you got to do your homework, and then you got to go to volleyball practice at night. And then you just keep doing that because why? Well, I had discipline. I had to be disciplined. I had to learn that because if I wanted to be successful, if I wanted my team and myself to be successful in high school, if I wanted to get good grades, if I wanted to have, success as a volleyball player in a club team, if I wanted to play on the provincial team, if I wanted to play professional, I had to have discipline. Right. Same goes for the corporate world. If I wanted to move into management, I remember Steve Proger and I, when we first worked at Dell, it was Steve and I looked at each other because we were older guys. We were in our 30s. Everyone else was in their early 20s. And we said, hey, man, listen, I don't want to be sitting here answering phones in home sales for the rest of my life. I want to get out of here into business and into management as fast as possible. I said ditto. And we literally the very first month, we worked every single day from open to close. By the way, we both had like significant others. I had my girlfriend at the time. They weren't married yet, but so we had girlfriends at the time. But we knew that we had a goal. Like we had a goal, but it's internal too, right? Because we knew that, okay, I know that I don't 100% know that if I do this, it's going to get me out of this any faster. But hey, the chances are better if I'm working, which means I can make more money, which means I can win awards because I'm going to be making more money. I'm going to, be selling more than anybody else. And that's what we did. And we both, he got out first. He was a beast. And I came right behind him. Business management. Very quickly. Not just that kind of discipline continued throughout my entire life and also into nutrition. And I'm just telling you that because I'm sure that in your life, you've had to do certain things that you didn't want to do. But you, instead of trying to get motivated to do that, you created your own discipline. You became disciplined to get through whatever it is. And you need to pull back from when you were young and just think about that. Cause a lot of times as guys, we don't think about, well, yeah, I guess so. Cause when I was in university and I wanted to get my bachelor's, or when I wanted to get my master's, or when I wanted to get my doctorate, or I went to law school, or when I was an athlete, or, there's so many different things. Oh, when I want to build my house, right? Like I wanted to build this house and it was great, but I didn't know what to do. I just met a guy today. He's not a contractor or anything, but he's building his house. He pretty much built most of it. And it's very difficult to motivate yourself to do that type of stuff when you don't know how to do it. But it's that intrinsic motivation. It's that discipline to, okay, got to keep going. This is it. Cause I look at the long-term goal. You got to pull from old times and start stacking those times up, because that's what's going to give you the fuel and give you the confidence to be disciplined. Right. So let's start with the first thing. Like when it comes to health and fitness and your well-being, nutrition, you need to create a sustainable nutrition lifestyle, right? Not I'm going to use intermittent fasting. Oh, I'm going to use keto. Oh, I'm going to do this paleo diet. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do this low carb. Oh, I'm going to do this low fat. Oh, I'm going to do this crazy water diet. Like those aren't sustainable. Those are restrictive diets. Those are fad diets. Those aren't things that are going to keep you sustainable, right? Because what you're trying to do is focusing on creating discipline. You're going to continue to use that discipline throughout your entire life, because your health is nothing without good nutrients. And you need that on a day-to-day basis. And you're responsible for giving your body those nutrients, right? Through all the different foods, right? Starchy complex carbs, healthy fats, proteins, vegetables and fruits to get your micronutrients. So you have to avoid all of these trends, specifically for men, our age, 40s, 50s, 60s. We have to be focusing on what? Losing belly fat, We have to be focused on naturally increasing our testosterone levels, decreasing estrogen, just, you know, so we have the healthy amount of estrogen, decreasing cortisol, you know, decreasing chronic inflammation, you know, supporting our thyroid so our metabolism kicks out. It's like building muscle, burning fat, losing weight, excess weight that we have, like, and improving health, ensuring that we're eating the right foods and staying away and avoiding the horrible foods that are going to sabotage our health and lead us down to chronic health. So you have to avoid the trends and apply principles, the basic principles in your nutrition plan. Because it's not sexy when your buddies are looking at you and going, hey man, how the hell did you lose that weight, man? You look great. What diet did you do? It's not sexy saying, oh, you know, I just had a balanced plate meal. I was using Funk Roberts' Nutrition for Men Over 40. It's like it's a balanced plate. He calls it the Metatest Boost Nutrition Plan. I know you've never heard of it, but it, really all it is just eating a source of protein, a source of starchy complex carbs, a healthy fat, and then vegetables or fruits. And we eat three times a day, but really good foods from a list, and it's so delicious. That's not sexy. Then, oh, I did keto and it was great, or I did paleo, I did this, you know, one meal a day, or I did the carnivore. Listen, I'm not saying those don't work for other people, but for us, they don't work because A, they're not sustainable for us, and B, they just don't work for our hormones. Don't let anyone else fool you when they start preaching that to you, because it doesn't. Most people who preach that to you are not men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. So if you're trying to lose weight, you're not going to follow the keto diet. You're going to create a balanced plate meal plan that gives you the right nutrients, right? And you're going to obviously stay away from the foods that are going to crush your health, crush your hormones, feed your body the foods that it needs, and continue to, if you're trying to lose weight, you're going to be in a caloric deficit. But that's not just from your nutrition. That's going to be from workouts. It's going to be from keeping your stress levels down. That's, you know, it's a accumulation of what goes on a daily basis, right? The best plan is the plan that you can stick to for 10 years. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel good eating carbs, I tell you, right? And yeah. Like, listen, you think you could eat little to no carbs for 7 years? Go for it. Come back in 7 years and let me know. You think you could do the carnivore diet for 7 years? Go for it. And let me know. Go ahead. Let me know what it's like. You got to choose what you can stick to that's going to give your body all the essential nutrients it needs, proteins, fats, carbs, vitamins, minerals, the micronutrients. That makes sense. Doesn't that make sense to you? It's a long game here. It's not a short game. We're playing a long game. The next thing you want to do is focus on the right things. Right? The reason why so many people lose motivation is that they focus on the wrong things during the fitness journey. I'm talking about your fitness journey, right? I'm talking about your transformation journey. For instance, you're measuring your fitness just based on how much you weigh. And this is the most fatal thing for your motivation and B, for what to focus on. I see it all the time. I listen to it all the time. The scale, the weight scale, is the single most dangerous tool that will ruin your day, it'll ruin your mood, and it will ruin the feeling that you're progressing. Listen, there's a place in time to track your weight, but that's like the bottom of the totem pole, unless you are doing something that's weight specific, like you're fighting, like you have to make weight for something, or you're, you know, I don't know, that is really generally the only time. There may be, I may be missing another time, another reason, but generally speaking, if it's weight specific and the weight is what's the driving force for whatever you're doing, the scale is the last thing on the totem pole. I see it all the time. And you know why? I know you can't see me. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can. But if you're listening to it, just think about this, because I see this all the time. You started a program. You're coming in with the, I want to lose 10 pounds in 2 months, let's say. And you start to do this program, week one comes, and you look down and you look at the scale, and you weigh 180 pounds. Your goal is to get to 170. Week number two comes, you look down at the scale, you're 182.
What? How am I 182? I mean, I've been doing the workouts and kind of following nutrition. Week three comes, you look down at the scale, you're back, you're 178. Okay, we're back, 4 pounds, we're good. And this cycle of up and down and all around, maybe week number five, you end up stepping on that scale at night instead of the morning. And now you're 187 because you did it after you ate. What the hell is happening here? I'm doing this program. The factors that move the scale, like you're generally gonna weigh less in the morning than you do in the evening, but that's not always the case because if you ate a massive, disgusting meal at night, and you're sleeping, when you wake up, you're probably gonna be holding a lot of water. But there's a lot of things that factor into the scale. And the biggest thing for my guys is that what they don't realize is muscle is dense. And so if you keep looking at a scale, looking to lose weight, instead of looking at the mirror and seeing that your body is completely transforming, your pants actually fit looser. Your mood is way better over the last 4 weeks. Your mood's been absolutely great. Your energy levels are high. You got more energy because you're eating better. You're working out. You look in the mirror and you take off your shirt. Now you're starting to see like less fat in the belly and more muscle. You're seeing a little bit of tone coming now. Your clothes, like I said, your pants, you used to be a 36, now you're 34. You're sleeping way better and you're able to move better without pain. All those things that I mentioned are way more important than the scale because guess what? Because muscle is denser, basically what's going to happen is as you start to build more muscle, that scale isn't going to move, but the fat is, and your physique is going to change. And all of the other things I talked about, maybe you're doing your body fat percentage, you're doing your measurements. And now there is progression. There's progression in your mood. There's progression in your energy levels. There's progression in how you look. There's progression on how your clothes fit. And now you got to get rid of those clothes and start buying tighter clothes, clothes that fit, that are slim fit or that, make you look good because you're working hard for it. You sleep better, your performance, like I said, like in the gym, outside of the gym, going hiking, doing things with your family. You're not afraid to do things with your family and you still weigh 180, but you look totally different because guess what else is happening? People are walking up to you going, hey man, you lose some weight. You look great. Obviously that's the first thing people say is you lose weight, but you look great, man. You look amazing. Like your face looks leaner and man, you're just looking good. I can feel your biceps. It's like, yeah. Yeah, man. I've been doing, I've been training, I feel better. I'm sleeping better. I'm trying to get jacked, trying to get shredded, trying to get the six pack. You can do it in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, 100%. I see it on a daily basis. But when you're focusing on the scale as your motivation, that is that number one tool that's going to ruin everything for you because your scale goes up and down. The scale goes up and down all around. There's so many different factors, so you can't focus on that. Sometimes the way you use your scale, the way you can use your scale is to stand after you stand on the scale in front of a mirror, and you look at what you look like. You look at your body physique. You look at your composition. You look at the way your body looks like. You look at that. You step on that scale, and you're like, okay, so when I look like this, I'm about 180. When I look like this, when I've got cuts in my arm here and almost about to see the abs. I can just see the outer of the abs, but I don't no longer have the belly and my pecs are, I can now start to see my pecs. I mean, I started this journey at 180, but I look totally different because if I look at this picture, I got a big belly. I'm soft and pudgy. Now I'm more muscular, right? Still not to where I want to be, but this is what 180 looks like now. And then you can go on a scale in another month and a half or 2 months. Because in the end, a lot of times, it's not the scale that's going to dictate your discipline. It's all of those other things. Because they trump everything. Your mood, your energy levels, the way you look, the way you feel, the way your clothes fit, your sleep, your libido, the way you're able to do things on a daily basis without, like,
pain, and you're walking up and down, you're running up and down the stairs, you're playing with your kids, that trumps the scale. Because in the end, you're going to look better, right? And when you do all of these, you'll find that all these other aspects will give meaning to, thus increasing your discipline or your motivation, if you want to talk about that. But I like focusing on discipline, because that's number three. We got to focus on discipline, because most people view fitness, the fitness journey, as a start date and an end date. Like once you achieve your fitness goal, you don't have to do anything for the rest of your life to maintain it. That's insane. But the harsh truth is, it's nothing like that. Once you get to the where you think you've reached your goal, you have to continue on the journey, or else you're going to lose it. And when we are in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, my brothers, our margin for error, our margin to not continue on our journey decreases. We have to be moving day in and day out. Day in and day out. Your training, your nutrition, everything around your health has to be, those are your habits. Those are your lifetime habits, your lifestyle that you want to develop. And you, because that's going to take care of your body. It's going to take care of your health. It's going to increase your overall quality of life. And that's what we want. We want our life to be better. We want to wake up happy. We want to feel energized. That doesn't require motivation to do those things. It shouldn't require motivation to do those things. But instead, as I said, when you focus on a start and stop date, it's difficult. So instead of it being motivation that we require to get those done, we have to develop habits and stay disciplined towards those habits. And sure, it's going to be work, but it's work trying to stay on a keto diet. It's work trying to do the carnivore diet, and it's work trying to, you know, lose a specific amount of weight in a specific amount of time. That takes work too. The difference is, with this is lifetime. This is sustainable. Those things aren't sustainable. This is sustainable. But you have to look at it different. It's time to rewire your brain and look at these things differently. Think of it as quality of life. Do I want to live getting up every day with a back, or my knee hurts, or I can't run because I've got 30 extra pounds in my belly, or I used to be jacked and now I'm not, or I don't even look at myself in the mirror because I look disgusting, or my wife, when she looks at me funny, like, oh God, that's not the guy I married. Do you want to keep living like that? Depressed, no confidence, no sex drive, always injured or in pain, mood swings, not being able to do the things with your kids or your grandkids or your buddies, not being able to do things that you used to. You want to keep living like that? Then jumping on these little diet plans and all the, okay, I'm going to do this diet, or you know what? I'm going to start running. That's the other thing that happens. Guys are like, the first thing guys will do, oh, I'm going to start running. Like the worst thing you can do. Just think about that. It's not sustainable if you're 49 years old and you're like, you know what? I bet I'm going to go start running. The pounding your body takes, your knees take, and that's difficult. Running is hard. I'm not saying that this isn't hard, but man, you going from 0 to 100 and then thinking that you're going to sustain that, ain't happening. Habits and discipline and ensuring that you're creating a healthy lifestyle that's sustainable. I started off this by talking about my brotherhood and having 36 phases, having 3 years of programming. And then I added that I have Metabolic Muscle 365, which is another 12 phases, which is another year. Then I added, so now we're at four years. Then I added, I'm working on a Muscle Factory, which is another 12 months, which is another 12 phases, another year. That's 5 years. And then I also told you I'm working on Functional Powerhouse, which is another 12 phases, which is another, that's 6 years, let alone all the other programs I have. All follow along workouts, all training. Imagine if you had 6 years of all different workouts, all different styles of training, all geared towards you, 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old men. All workouts, most of them you can do in the comfort of your own home with a set of dumbbells. Oh, did I mention that we also have the Kettlebell Spartan Academy? That's after maybe 3 years, or after maybe 4 years, after five, or maybe in the midst of the third year, you want to learn how to use a kettlebell because now you're in better shape. Kettlebells are awesome. Oh, yeah, we have 16 months of kettlebells, kettlebell training, kettlebell workout, just the phase, the same thing in the Kettlebell Academy. Imagine having all of that. And I know that sometimes it's very difficult to look to the future, but I have guys in my program that have gone through 3 years and now are doing their fourth year. These guys are in their 40s and their 50s and their 60s and their 70s. These guys have habits. These guys did not come in like that, because when you have that discipline to get it done, because your life is way better. That's what it comes down to. Motivation can be both amazing for you, and on the flip side, something that can actually ruin your long-term progress. Because the feeling of motivation spikes, like in that, you know, when that feeling of motivation spikes, you know, you got to keep a tight hold of it, right? But the truth is, if it's external, then it's going to be very difficult to keep that going, right? It's going to be very difficult to keep it going. So for that exact reason, you can't just rely on motivation, because in the end, you're going to be doomed. Sure, you may have it at the beginning, right? You may, it's like white knuckling it. You may, but then when times get tough, when you got to work late, when you go to a shower, and then when you go to a baby shower, and then you go get your nails done, and then you come home and you just want to chill out, you know, it's 7 p.m. on a Saturday night, you know, or you go somewhere and they've got cake and they got donuts, and that motivation that's external, you know, you don't need me to tell you. Very difficult. That's white knuckling it. But when you have discipline, when you have a habit, when you're working on your health and well-being as a physical development, you don't need motivation because you have discipline. And discipline allows you to go out at 7 p.m., grab your kettlebells from the back of the car, go onto the grass and train and get it done. I hope today that you learn something and start thinking about discipline being and regaining that discipline. Thinking about times, I want you to take some time after listening to this and think about times in your life that you needed to be disciplined. Think about things in your life that you do because you love to do it. Think about and try to pull out all the intrinsic motivational motivation that you have for different things in your life, different things that you've done, and start to think about what drives you and how you went through that journey. What took you through that journey? How did you get from A to B during the tough times? And start thinking about that. Oh, I must have been disciplined, right? Because if I look back, that was very difficult, but I did it. And I didn't miss this, and I didn't miss a day, or I didn't miss a class, or I didn't miss whatever. I got it done because I knew how I would feel in the end. I didn't do it for anybody else. I didn't do anything external. Maybe you have. Maybe you do it. But, you know, like if you're an athlete, right, you obviously do a lot of this stuff to win. But winning, although it is external, will also give you internal joy and of accomplishment, and look back at that hard work and what you've done and what it's brought you, that feeling, because that in itself is addictive, right? And thinking about all those times where you felt that feeling, we don't embrace those feelings enough, right? We don't embrace the journey, because that's what it really is, and we don't embrace those feelings, because those are the feelings that we can pull from when it's time to that we're faced with, okay, I got to get back in the shape. But it's not just getting back in the shape. It's I've got to change my life. I got to change the health. I got to change my lifestyle. I can't keep doing this. I can't keep going to get down this road. I've got to completely change. And I've got to embrace that it's going to be difficult. And I've got to pull from when I had discipline in my early life, or may not even be early. It may have just been something that you just did, but you didn't realize that what you went through because you didn't take time to think about, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. All right, let's chalk that up. Let's write that down. Let's put that down. I want you to write all of those things down and start to take all of those times and all of the times where you needed to be disciplined to get through whatever you needed to get done. It wasn't motivation. It was more discipline. And bottle that up, put it in an empty water bottle and drink it. And then let's start attacking your health. Let's start attacking your fitness. And if you do need help with that, then go to over40alpha.com because for $1, I'm going to give you 30 days free. You're going to get the first phase, the fat loss shred phase, absolutely free. And I'll take you on that journey and we'll do it together. And not only alone, you're not only with me, but with 3,000 plus other brothers in the Facebook group who will support you and have gone through that journey with you. Discipline, my brothers, discipline. Hope you enjoyed this podcast and I'll see you in the next podcast. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.